आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। एनडीए इनिशिएट्स गवर्नमेंट फॉर्मेशन, इलेक्ट्स प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी एज इट्स लीडर। आउटगोइंग यूनियन काउंसिल ऑफ मिनिस्टर्स अटेंड फेयरवेल डिनर एट राष्ट्रपति भवन। 9 मेंबर्स ऑफ ट्रेकिंग एक्सपेडिशन डाई इन उत्तराखंड। Indian American astronaut Sunita Williams becomes first woman to pilot new spacecraft on maiden crewed test flight. And in T20 World Cup cricket, India beat Ireland by 8 wickets in New York. National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has initiated the process for formation of a new government at the centre. Preparations for government formation began with the ruling NDA unanimously electing Prime Minister Narendra Modi as its leader. During the meeting of NDA leaders in New Delhi yesterday, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field in the last 10 years during the NDA government under the leadership of Mr. Modi. The resolution also states that the people of the country have elected a strong leadership with an absolute majority for the third consecutive time and after 6 decades.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this is a historic mandate for the third consecutive government. During the meeting, it was unanimously decided that NDA government will continue to work towards all-round development of the country. NDA partners said that Mr. Modi has a clear vision for Viksit Bharat. The leaders also lauded Prime Minister's role in enhancing India's pride in the world. They lauded Prime Minister's effort towards poverty eradication. The NDA meeting was held at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence in New Delhi. Besides Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah attended the meeting. With the report of Divakar, Arpita Chaudhary for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu, Janata Dal United Chief and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Shiv Sena Shinde Group Leader and Maharashtra CM Eknath Shinde, Lok Janashakti Party Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan, Apna Dal leader Anupriya Patel, RLD chief Jayant Chaudhary, JDS chief HD Kumaraswamy, Hindustani Awami Morcha chief Chitan Ram Manji, Sena Party leader Pawan Kalyan and other leaders of the NDA constituents were present in the meeting. The partners of INDIA bloc met in New Delhi yesterday to chalk out their strategies on government formation at the centre. The meeting was held at the official residence of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in New Delhi. The mandate is against Prime Minister Narendra Modi, he said. It is a huge political loss and moral defeat for Mr. Modi. Mr. Kharge said the INDIA bloc welcomes all parties which share its fundamental commitment to the values enshrined in the preamble to our constitution. INDIA bloc indicates that, as Mr. Kharge said, they will sit in the opposition and the INDIA bloc will take appropriate steps at the appropriate time to realize people's desire not to be ruled by the BJP's government. Talking to media after the INDIA bloc meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said, alliance partners discussed on the current political situation in the country. Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, JMM's Kalpana Soren, AAP's Sanjay Singh, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, RJD's Tejaswi Yadav, CPI-M leader Sitaram Yechuri, CPI leader D. Raja, NCP-SP Chief Sharad Pawar, DMK Chief M.K. Stalin and Jharkhand Chief Minister Champai Soren and others were present in the meeting. Global leaders have extended their congratulations to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his party for securing a third consecutive victory in the Lok Sabha elections. President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, wished Mr. Modi success in leading India towards further progress and growth. In a social media post, he said, the two countries enjoy a deeply rooted strategic partnership and looked forward to continued collaboration aimed at advancing the shared development goals of the nation and its people. Earlier, several world leaders, including U.S. President Joe Biden, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and many others, have congratulated the Prime Minister on his win. The Prime Minister thanked all the leaders for their wishes and looks forward to working together to further deepen their partnership. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a farewell dinner for the outgoing cabinet at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with several other ministers, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nirmala Sitharaman and Nitin Gadkari, attended the dinner. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi tendered his resignation, along with the Council of Ministers, to President Murmu. In Uttarakhand, 9 trekkers from Karnataka died near the Sahastratal in Uttarakhand. 9 trekkers, part of a 22-member group, died after losing their way due to bad weather while on their way back from Sahastratal on Tuesday. 13 trekkers have been rescued by a joint air-ground search and rescue operation by IAF, NDRF and SDRF. The Sahastratal trek is a high-altitude trail at 15,000 feet in the Garhwal region of Uttarakhand. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah said that he is pained to learn that 9 trekkers from the state have died after being caught in bad weather near the Sahastratal. He also directed Revenue Minister Krishna Bairi Gowda, who has reached Dehradun, to ensure the safe return of all the rescued trekkers to Karnataka. He added that the government is taking all possible measures and working beyond capacity to bring back the trekkers. Department of Telecommunications, DOT, has launched an initiative to support micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, along with startups in Industry 4.0 transformation. It has called for proposals for Industry 4.0 baseline survey among MSMEs that align with the broader vision of fostering digital transformation and preparing industries for the advent of 5G and 6G technologies. The survey will seek to cover 5 sectors each in north and southern parts of India. In an effort to facilitate trade, Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has started to electronically disburse duty drawback amount directly to exporters' bank account with effect from yesterday. Defence Accounts Department, Ministry of Defence, has signed Memorandum of Understanding MOUs with Bank of India, Canara Bank, Central Bank of India and Utkarsh Small Finance Bank in New Delhi to onboard them as System for Pension Administration Raksha Sparsh Service Centres. The ministry said that the MOUs will provide last-mile connectivity to pensioners, especially in remote areas where they do not have technical wherewithal to log on to Sparsh. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over northeast region, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 6 days. Rainfall and thunderstorms are likely at a few places over northwest India till tomorrow. We have a report.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that similar conditions are also likely over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand during next 3 to 4 days. IMD predicted that heatwave conditions would prevail in Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Odisha during the next 3 to 4 days. On the southwest monsoon, the weather department said conditions are favorable for further advance of southwest monsoon into remaining parts of central Arabian Sea, remaining parts of Karnataka, some parts of South Maharashtra, Telangana and coastal Andhra Pradesh, some parts of South Chhattisgarh and South Odisha, some more parts of West Central and Northwest Way of Bengal in next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, Delhi has witnessed a medium rain with hailstorm last night. Rajesh Rihan, Akashwali News, Delhi.
Indian origin NASA astronaut Sunita Williams along with Butch Wilmore have become the first to fly to space aboard the Boeing Starliner in the first ever crewed mission. The 59-year-old Williams created history by becoming the first woman to fly on the maiden mission of a new human-rated spacecraft. The crew was launched yesterday to fly aboard the United Launch Alliance's Atlas V rocket from the Space Launch Complex 41 at the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. The flight comes after several delays over the years. The duo will stay at the International Space Station for about a week before returning to Earth aboard the reusable crew capsule. The Starliner mission aims to carry astronauts and cargo for future NASA missions to low Earth orbit and beyond. On to sports. In ICC 20 World Cup, India beat Ireland by 8 wickets in their group stage clash at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York last night. Put into bat first, Ireland were bundled out on a meagre score of 96 runs in 16 overs as Indian bowler Hardik Pandya picked up 3 wickets while Jasprit Bumrah and Arshdeep Singh took 2 wickets each. In reply, India easily overhauled the target, losing 2 wickets in just 12.2 overs, riding on Captain Rohit Sharma's 52 and Rishabh Pant's 36 runs. In the next group stage match, India will first take on Pakistan on the 9th of this month and then will face co-hosts USA on the 12th of June. The team in blue will then travel to Florida for the final group match against Canada on the 15th of this month. In shooting, Indian shooter Sarabjot Singh has topped the men's 10-meter air pistol qualification with a score of 588, securing a spot in the final at the International Shooting Sport Federation ISSF World Cup for rifle and pistol in Munich. Sarabjot is the third Indian to reach the medal rounds at the Munich World Cup, following Ramita and Isha Singh, who both finished sixth in their respective air rifle and air pistol events. In the French Open tennis, the second-seeded Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebdon will take on 11th seeds Italian Simone Bolelli and Andrea Bavassori in the semifinals today. The Indo-Australian pair defeated seeded 10th Belgium's Sander Gill and Joran Vliegen in men's doubles quarterfinals 7-6, 5-7, 6-1 yesterday. With this win, Bopanna made his second men's doubles semis at Roland Garros within a span of 3 years. Earlier, Bopanna won the mixed doubles title at the French Open with Canada's Gabriela Dabrowski back in 2017. In football, veteran Sunil Chhetri will lead the national team for the last time in the crucial FIFA World Cup 2026 qualifier against Kuwait today at the Salt Lake Stadium in Kolkata. Chhetri's retirement marks the end of his remarkable 19-year international career. A victory would strengthen India's position for advancing to the third round of qualifiers and securing a spot in the AFC Asian Cup 2027. India, currently second in Group A with 4 points from 4 matches, need a win to keep their World Cup hopes alive. Odisha has witnessed a marginal increase in the population of elephants during the last 7 years. As per the All Odisha Elephant Census 2024 report, 2,098 elephants were counted in 38 forest divisions, and this includes 313 adult tuskers, 13 adult makhna, 748 adult females, 148 sub-adult males, 282 sub-adult females, 209 juveniles and 385 calves. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Sunil. NDA's endorsement of Prime Minister Modi's third term as PM is front page news on most dailies. NDA elects Modi the leader. Naidu and Nitish too attend the crucial meeting, headlines the Hindu Business Line, while Business Standard writes, no hiccups, NDA rallies behind Modi. Naveen Patnaik resigns after 24 years, 92 days as Odisha CM, writes the Hindustan Times. Market up 2,303 points, recoups half of Tuesday losses, reports the Times of India. The UN Weather Agency has warned that average global temperatures will breach 1.5 degrees Celsius limit within the next 5 years, reports the Asian Age. Guterres has called for windfall tax on profits of fossil fuel companies, writes the paper. And finally, IIT Delhi and IIT Bombay find a place among the top 150 universities in the world as per London-based QS World University Ranking 2025, reports the Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. NDA initiates government formation, elects Prime Minister Narendra Modi as its leader. Outgoing Union Council of Ministers attend farewell dinner at Rashtrapati Bhavan. 9 members of trekking expedition die in Uttarakhand. Indian-American astronaut Sunita Williams becomes first woman to pilot new spacecraft on maiden crewed test flight. And in T20 World Cup cricket, India beat Ireland by 8 wickets in New York. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.